For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is time for the Derek Shelton Show, brought to you by your local Parmore stores. Remember, if there's not a Parmore store near you now, there will be soon. Shelty is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Shelty, how are you and what are you up to this week?
Number one, I'm shocked you're working. I mean, geez.
That
Louise.
Is a surprise.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Cook leaves and did they just transfer his contract over to your contract and you just work like one day a week? I mean, this is amazing.
I know. Well, if you're going to skip starts with people, I skip weeks, right?
You're just skipping. Well, we're trying to manage your workload
here?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm on an hour's limit for the year.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I thought you forgot about the show.
No, I'm good. I'm good. So are you. You guys roll into the break at 48-48 by taking 2 of 3 from the Brewers and then the White Sox. I would imagine that you're feeling very good about this team right now, Shelty.
Yeah, very happy with how we finished the break. I mean, to go 5-1 on that road trip and win 2 of 3 in Milwaukee and then, you know, get the sweep in Chicago. Really pleased with the effort. Really pleased. I mean, total team wins kind of throughout that whole series. And, you know, we got a challenge coming out of the break. Our schedule coming out of the break is very tough with teams that are ahead of us, but very happy with where we're at.
Well, we're going to get back to the second half and all things with your club, but the baseball world is watching the All-Star game tonight. And here's my question, because we opened the show with this today, Shel. The whole world wants to see Judge against Skeens, and then the lineup for the American League comes out, and he's batting fourth. So here's my question for you, and I know Paul has some follow-ups. Have you personally informed Torrey Lovello, or have the Pirates made it known to anyone that Skeens is to pitch no more than one inning?
Yeah, he's pitching one inning. That's it. We were very clear with Major League Baseball with that. He will pitch one inning.
So that's because you guys inform them he'll only pitch one inning, right?
Yeah, and I think the way it's going anymore is with 11, I think Torrey has 11 available guys to pitch. I mean, most of the way it's set up anymore is it's just one inning. But, yeah, that was something that we talked about when he was named the starter.
Can't you get him in for one more batter, Shelty, if it's Judge? One more batter, five more pitches.
We play New York in September or October, so I'm sure that they'll get that opportunity then.
Paul?
Well, yeah, exactly. But it would be – see, what we want to see, or at least what I want to see is, since it's an exhibition game, it doesn't matter – I want to see, him just rear back and throw three straight fastballs to see if he can throw them past Aaron Judge. In September or October, he's actually going to have to pitch.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys should have called Bruce Bochy and asked him to hit him third.
You should have. You could have done that.
That would have been probably a easier, and you may not have as much fodder to talk about, but, yeah, that would have probably been a lot easier if that would have been the case.
You know Skeens better than anybody right now, Shelty. Do you think he wants Aaron Judge? And do you think he'll try to finagle his way into Aaron Judge? Paul just during the break said, you know what would be an unbelievable moment, total theater, would be if Soto came up batting third, there's already two outs, and Skeens waved him to first base on an intentional walk.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think the one thing with Paul that we've seen is that he doesn't really back down from anybody. And, the guys hitting 1, 2, and 3 are extremely talented hitters, and he's got a challenge in front of him. I mean, Kwan's leading the league in hitting, and then he's got Gunnar and Soto. So, and he's going to have to throw the ball on the plate because I think, as we know, Soto swings at strikes, and it's going to be fun to watch him go after those guys.
I think that's the thing that, we all – that's going to be great is that he's got a chance to go face – even if he doesn't face Judge. That's the other thing. Even if he doesn't face Judge, it's not like he's going to be facing the Sisters of the Poor. I mean, the three guys he's going to be pitching to are, you know, they're okay too.
Yeah, I mean, you got the guys leading the league in hitting, the guys leading the league in home runs, and Juan Soto, who's probably one of the top five best players in baseball and is only 25 years old or 26 years old. So he's got a task in front of him, and I think he's going to go right after him. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, while we're on the topic of Skeens and innings limits, let's talk about this for a second, Shelty. Skeens, last year, he had never pitched 100 innings. And between LSU and a little bit of pro ball, he threw about 130. Jones last year had 126 between Altoona and Indy. So Skeens right now this year is up to 93 with a career high of 126 or 129 innings, I said. He's up to 93 already. So if he goes, what do you got, 66 more games, he could go another 80 innings or so if he makes 13 starts on a regular rotation. Do you have plans in place to skip starts or otherwise manage his innings?
Well, I think we will manage his innings. I mean, we've said that from the get-go, even when he started the year in the minor leagues, and we built it up that way. And then I think the other thing that we'll see is just actually, you know, how the season goes, when we can get him extra days, how things like that work. We've been pretty open and transparent with the fact that we've tried to get 6 days or 5 days for guys, for all of our guys, not just Paul and Jared, but from the rest of them, to give them extra rest. And I mean, it's kind of how Ortiz ended up in our rotation. The fact that we have, you know, Marco back, Perez is back, Falter will be back at some point. I think we can get creative to make sure that we get him the right rest, but still, you know, keep him healthy and keep him in the big leagues.
You have a lot of guys that are, you know, either they've come back or they're coming back with your pitching rotation and your pitching staff. In general, you've got a bunch of guys. It seems like you guys are getting healthy. Your depth, obviously, is getting much better. How do you manage all these guys coming back, all these arms, and does that make a few of them maybe available if you feel like, you know, you guys can move one of them or two of them to make your team better?
Well, I think the one thing that we said all along is we can never have too much pitching. And, you know, we had guys get hurt, and we've had guys fill in different rotations, even going back to, like, Ortiz filling the spots. I mean, we had Priester come up and fill a bulk role and then kind of move back, and he, you know, pitched the other day on Sunday in relief. We have that ability to make sure that we can, you know, kind of manufacture those innings now. How we do it, I'm not going to tell you that because I don't think we've figured it out yet. And, I mean, that's making sure everybody stays healthy. I think the biggest thing is the fact that we have depth now and then we have the decision to make.
Is this a playoff roster right now, Shelty, or does it need additions?
I think we could, you know, add to it. I think, as we've talked about offensively, we need to continue to get better. We actually swung the bat better on this road trip. And I know Ben is always looking at, you know, ways we can make this team better. So to say that we're done or, you know, we're happy with where we're at, no. We're trying to get better. We're always trying to make sure that we can add to it. So I think we'll see over the next 2 weeks how that happens.
If you could upgrade one particular area, what would it be?
Well, I think we would add a bat. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about. Continue to add offense to our group is important. Consistency in that area is something that I think we're still striving for. Our starting pitching's been good. I mean, the back end of our bullpen has been good. I think we've seen Majinski and Nicklaus kind of grow into different roles. I mean, we still have Hunter Stratton, who pitched well early in the year out on a rehab or out on the IL, that's going to come back. So our depth is there, you know, and I think if we continue to see what happens offensively, you know, I mean, Rowdy's bounced back pretty nicely. We've seen what Brian's done. Key had a really good road trip. So I think that would be the place. But, you know, a lot of people right now are looking for offense, and there's a lot of teams in contention. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 weeks.
You spoke about Brian. When you've got a guy that was on the kind of heater he was on for like the last 5 or 6 weeks, Do you worry that there's a little downtime, you know, that he might cool off a little bit?
Well, I'm assuming he's going to cool off at some point, you know, just because of the fact that he's been so hot. I think the one thing that we know about Brian, though, is it's consistently good ABs. I mean, he had the, 26-game hitting streak, and then he went 0-10, and then he bounced back and had the four-hit game the other day in Chicago. I mean, had really good at-bats in Milwaukee. He's going to hit. I mean, he's hit at every level. He's hit throughout his major league career. So really don't have much concern about the consistency of the bats with him.
You're listening to the Derek Shelton Show on 93.7 The Fan. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Shelty. Jared Jones, we had Destiny's Child on earlier today, and I think we've all learned that when Destiny's Child speaks, we must listen. He feels like the second week of August is realistic for Jones. How about you?
Yeah, I would. You know very well I'm not going to put a timetable on that. I think after Jared gets, you know, starts throwing, gets off the mound, and we see where he's at, then we're going to have a better indication. But to put an actual timetable on it, I don't think is fair. Just because of the fact of how the, you know, the rehab's going to transpire. You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
So, safe to say.
So you're saying that Destiny's Child isn't in constant contact with your doctors?
Yeah, I would say unless Destiny's Child has a direct line to our PTs and to Jared about how it's going, and he knows more than I do. But, I mean, if the second week of August is the time frame, I think that's great. But I think we have to make sure Jared's right and he's healthy, and we'll listen to him.
Well, to be fair to Destiny's Child, I think I just asked him for his best guess in the end. But
and he said, but he didn't guess. He said August 13th. He actually gave us, like, the actual date.
He really? Did.
Destiny's Child's way ahead of it. He's having a great break, if that's the case.
He's had a great year, I think, Destiny's Child. But safe to say that there's not fear of this being serious for Jones, and you fully expect him back this season, right?
Yeah, we fully expect him back this season. I think that is a very fair assessment.
Yeah. And that was the other thing. The other thing is, you've got some guys like, you know, for instance, Roddy Telez, who got, you know, hot in June, and a couple guys like that. As these things happen, do you begin to now start to formulate maybe the approach that you're going to take at the trade deadline based on what guys are doing, you know, recently, or do you look at the whole body of work, or how do you guys take all that into account?
I think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of, you know, what we thought the player was going to be coming in. You definitely have to take in some recency bias to it in terms of how guys are performing, and let that go into it. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, Ben's been talking to people for the last, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He will continue talking to people. I think the challenge that everybody in the game's running into right now is, well, number one, the draft just happened, so everybody's focused on the draft. And then number two, with as many teams that are bunched together in both leagues and the fact that offense is down throughout both leagues, everyone's looking for the best offensive player and everyone's looking for the best deal. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks. It's really kind of surprising that, you know, nobody has made really a significant trade from July 1st to now. You know, usually there's two or three trades that happen where that kind of, you know, open the market. And so far that really has not happened.
Shelty, can you say with 100% certainty that if he's healthy, Henry Davis will be back with the Pirates this season?
I think Henry Davis has to perform in AAA, and, you know, it has to fit for us right now. I think that's the most important thing. We feel that Henry is a big part of our future. You know, he is healthy right now. He is hitting in AAA. I mean, I know he's hit a couple homers over the last couple days, and it's going to be important for us to get Henry healthy because our on the right track because of the fact that we do feel he is an important part of what we're doing. But, you know, some of this comes down to just overall performance and making sure that he's right when he gets to the big leagues.
Feels like Joey Bart's one of the biggest stories of the season to me. I mean, the offensive numbers and the timely home runs, I feel like he's been a big part of why you guys are at least at 500 right now.
I would say that's true. I mean, if you look, it was a really good acquisition for us, you know, early in the season. Joey's had good at-bats. I think since he's come back off the IL with the injury, the thumb injury, he's had really consistent at-bats. And it has provided some spark at the bottom of our order, which is really important.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at him, I mean, did you guys have to do something? I know, you know, there's lots of reasons why a guy sort of is in the wilderness for a while. But after you got him, were there some things that you guys had to sort of tweak or work on with him?
Not really offensively. I mean, defensively, we're still working on some things. But offensively, I mean, he had a really good spring in San Francisco. And I think the other thing that we need to remember, and, you know, even going back to Henry, like, Joey was a very highly touted prospect coming up. And sometimes it just takes a while to click. And it has clicked in with Joey here. He's had really good at-bats. You know, he's shown the ability to drive the ball out of the ballpark, which is important. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of time. But offensively, really, there's not a ton that we've done with him. I mean, a couple things with his approach. But in terms of the swing, it's things that he started this offseason. You know, he had a good spring, and he's carried over once he came over here. Defensively, we're continuing to work, you know, with him on some things. But it's been a really bright spot for us.
Couple more minutes with Derek Shelton. Shelty, some people had Key Brian Hayes as a low-key MVP candidate this season. I personally feel like, all things being equal with other guys, that he's the key to your second half offensively, no pun intended. What's been the main issue with him, and are you convinced he's healthy and ready to turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had a good road trip. We saw him drive the ball. We saw him drive the ball in the gaps, especially to right center field. I thought that was really important. I think he's one of the guys that's important to us, but he's not the main guy that is important as we go. It's going to be a culmination of, you know, consistency throughout our lineup, but was really happy with Key's at-bats the last 6 days of the season.
Well, and I think that's the thing too. You know, kind of getting back to, like, with Reynolds and whatnot. What do you do? Do guys just get, you know, 3 days off, or do you do some things to try and keep guys sharp in this time? I mean, what do you do for the, you know, 3 or 4 days that you guys are off?
Well, the first 3 days we're definitely off. We will have an optional workout on Thursday, and if guys want to get there and move around, they can. You know, our strength and conditioning and training group definitely gives guys, you know, some movement stuff to make sure they're moving around so it's just not stagnant. for 3 days. But they do need the break. And we have some guys that we need to get healthy. You know, O'Neal's still battling with the hamstring thing. I mean, Kutch came out the other day and then played the last day. So we have some guys that need this three-day break or four-day break just to make sure that they kind of recharge and refresh a little bit. Like you've talked about, Key, it's going to be important for Key with his back to be able to do that. You know, Reynolds will not get very much because I'm assuming he'll play tonight. But the days are important just to kind of refresh yourself.
Shelty, as you know, I've been off for a little bit here, as usual.
The understatement of the year, but go ahead.
I never got a chance to ask you about the no-hitter with Skeens and pulling him out of the no-hitter. Livy Dunn had no problem with it. It seemed like Skeens had no problem with it. Is that right? Or was he, a little bit ticked off at that? Or what was his reaction and what was sort of the aftermath of all that?
Well, I think the aftermath is more publicly people talking about it. In terms of internally, no one had an issue with it. I mean, I talked to Paul, after the seventh inning. I talked to him after the sixth inning, or Oscar talked to him after the sixth inning, and he was starting to tire. I mean, he labored through three innings. He threw 61 pitches in three innings. And honestly, when he was through three, I was hoping he would get through five. And then the Brewers' approach kind of changed, and they got aggressive. But no issue. I mean, I understandably, every pitcher we have is going to want to finish any game they start or go an extra inning or continue to go, and I appreciate that. But in terms of the issue, I mean, he was tired. He knew he was tired. That's what I saw, and ultimately we made the decision, and we won the game. I mean, Holderman came in, and although he gave up a hit, we held the lead, and then Chappie finished it.
Well, and the thing about it was wasn't he at like 99, 100 pitches anyway? Like, in order for him to go two more innings – I mean, it could have been like 120, 130 pitches. You weren't going to let him do that, right?
Yeah, he was definitely not doing that. And, I mean, going out for the eighth, I mean, he had a six-pitch seventh, which is probably what saved him. I mean, you know, he had 93 through six, and he had 61 through three. So there had been some laboring in that game. And I understand he's a big, strong kid and the situation he's in. But, you know, my position and my job is to make sure – we do what's best for him and for the team. And at that point, I thought he was tired.
All right, Shelty, a big second half ahead. You guys, I think, have the fourth toughest schedule based on winning percentages so far. And you're playing well. You're right at 500. And I'm curious to hear from you. What is the bar for success in the second half? Is it make the playoffs or we have failed here this season?
I'm not going to put anything specific on it. We just need to play well. I mean, I think, like you said, we come out of the break, we get Philly, who's the best team in the National League, and then we get the Cardinals, who are ahead of us in our division, and then we have Arizona and the Padres, I think, right back-to-back. So we just have to play well. We have to continue to play well and see how it goes. But that's the most important thing.
And you speak of the Phillies. I mean, your pitching staff obviously has got a really good top three when Jared's healthy. Their pitching staff presents some issues, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're the best team in the National League. You don't have 60-plus wins at the All-Star break and not be the best team in a league. I mean, you know, they got Nola and Sanchez and Suarez. So, I mean, leading the top, they got Wheeler. I mean, this is a good group. And then you're talking, you know, maybe the best offense in baseball with Harper and Schwarber and Trey Turner and Bohm. I mean, it's a good club. So, you know, we're going to get a good test right out of the break, and we need to carry over, you know, how we played on this last road trip.
Shelty, we appreciate the time here. What are you up to this week?
Just hanging out with my family. My I'm actually in Florida. My youngest has got some volleyball stuff going on, so just kind of doing that.
Well, enjoy yourself with this week. We appreciate you taking the time in the middle of an off week there. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
That's Shelty, and he said a lot there, Paul.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.